Back, Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, the one and only Paul Pickett, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to Biden's student loan forgiveness canceled by a judge. So we're going to, I think it's temporal. We're going to hear what they got to say about that. And then I'm going to give my little take and my little react. And before we do, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, or your service, please check us out, promopalace.biz. We also got the new little apparel t-shirts right here, as you see. For all you dog lovers, got the new litter. Let me stand up a little bit. Let's see it. All you dog lovers, check us out. Go to promopals.biz, click merchandise, and we got the new litter apparel t-shirts for dog lovers. And we got cat t-shirts as well for you cat lovers. And we got the Etsy shop, etsy.com/shop/newlitterdesign. That's etsy.com/shop/newlitterdesign, or just go to promopals.biz and click merchandise. And don't forget, we do all online marketing promotions as well. So let's get into it, see what they got to say.
From the redheaded libertarian, who says, this might be my finest prediction. In one image, the redheaded libertarian said, we are totally going to find out in mid-November that no one's getting their loans forgiven. LMAO, Biden, you playa. Yep. And then we have November 10th, 8:08 p.m., breaking. Federal judge rules Biden's plan to cancel hundreds of billions of dollars in student loan debt is unconstitutional and must be vacated. And all of these people, they ran these videos where it was like, cash in your pocket, cash in your... And it's like, it showed like someone taking cash and it was like, vote for Biden. All these young people, this is the problem with low information voters. Make the voting age 50. I don't care. These young people are like, hey, did you hear? Biden's going to give me money. I'll vote for him. And then they do. Well, why aren't I getting my money now? Because he lied to you, dude. Here's the problem. We're old people. We've all been through this. Young people, they haven't experienced it. So fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. These young people were just fooled for the first time. I don't blame them. They were trusting Americans who said, this guy says he's going to help me out. And sure enough, they got played. Now I just hope each and every one of you Democrats, young people who thought Joe Biden was going to give you cash and help you out, realizes he lied to you. I ain't telling you to vote Republican, but just remember how they lied to you, because it will happen again.
No, 100%. There was never a plan to do that. There was never a plan. Like, you remember when Joe Biden said, Build Back Better is going to pay for itself? I mean, that was a fun idea. That was a fun idea.
Or Inflation Reduction Act that has 80,000 IRS agents that Bill Gates pretty much wrote. 87,000?
And it's going to go after the little person like that only has a little bit in their account.
Well, I mean, you remember what the media did with Donald Trump saying that Mexico was going to pay to build the wall. And then Joe Biden comes along with a Build Back Better. I remember, and which again, his inflation plan is nothing but a climate change protection policy right there. I remember when they came out with the Green New Deal and AOC was the champion for that thing. It looked like a fifth grader wrote something in crayon, right? Nobody believed that there would be a $91 trillion infrastructure rebuild. Nobody believed that, because what's a trillion? Nobody knows what a trillion is. They say trillion and we just white noise it, right? And because nobody understands what that number means. We just throw that around like it's no big deal. But by God, I mean, between modern monetary theory, the ESG scores, they believing that deficit and debts are good things, a cashless society, World Economic Forum, all this stuff going on. And now you see what's going on. I mean, Joe Biden actually flipped the script the other day by saying the quiet stuff out loud and saying, oh, we're going to get rid of all these coal plants. We're going to get rid of all this stuff. We're not going to have that. We're going to shut them all down. We're going to have wind. We're going to have solar. They're telling us what they're doing. They don't care. You know, they don't care if you're, you know.
They've got,
what was their, deal? We're going to get you spend $500,000 to winterize your home, and we'll give you a $300 tax credit at the end of the year. That's the inflation plan.
This is what you have. You have college students who are broke and in debt. Mm-hmm. They don't own property. They own nothing.
Yeah.
And they're unhappy. And so then you have working Americans who either own a home through loans, inheritance, or maybe have a vehicle, or maybe are still renting but have family and have responsibilities. Those people are paying attention to why their lives are being destroyed. Why is my gas so expensive? Why can't I find work? Why are the specialty jobs going away? They get mad at Democrats. Young college students who are getting free money, they're using loan money to live off of. They don't have to work for anything. They just don't want to pay loans. The Democrats just offered them the entire world. That's it. I knew a guy.
Let me tap in real quick. I want to follow up on a couple of things. What the cowboy guy said, what he pretty much touched on. Yeah, they're definitely trying to force us into this climate change thing. They're not giving nobody a choice whatsoever. So there's that. And that doesn't sound like freedom or democracy to me when you don't give me a choice in the matter. You tell me I have no choice but to go to wind or solar or else. I'm probably labeled as a domestic terrorist or bigot or no telling, probably racist as well. Then the student loan thing. My thing is, I already thought, like, Democrats always be talking about equality, 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 equality. How is the student loan forgiveness equality? It really would be equality is free education. Not that all the rich kids or kids that got student loans or kids that got in because of inclusion, they get, like, that's the thing, like, college is not fair anyways. It's not like everybody has the opportunity to go to college. You know, even if you're super duper smart. I mean, unless you're a genius, you know, even super duper smart people have to pay for college tuitions and stuff like that. Never been no equality in that. That's not equality that, oh, the people who got student loans can't afford to pay them back. Let's go ahead and, you know, erase their loans, but not give the other people opportunity that couldn't even get loans to go to college. That's the thing. There's a lot of people can't even get the loans. Most of those kids are getting loans because they're using mommy and daddy's credit, you know, using something that mommy and daddy helped them get. And, you know, a debt is a debt. You know what I'm saying? If you're in debt, you got to pay it off. I got hit by a car. I got hospital bills, you know, that's a debt. I wouldn't be, you know, if it wasn't for my doctor, I'd be screwed right now. I mean, I got 5 screws in my foot, metal rod in my leg, I dislocated my shoulder. If he didn't put me back together like Humpty Dumpty, you know, I'd just be a broken egg right now. So that's definitely a debt that I want to pay back. Because he did so much for me by, you know, doing the surgeries and putting me back together, putting those screws in my foot, putting that metal rod in my leg so I could walk again. And I had a dislocated shoulder. He put that back in place, you know. So, yes, that's a debt that I truly want to pay back. And if we don't pay back our debt, America is going to be, I already know America is like the land of not paying back debts. That's why we're in debt. You know, it's really a pathetic, weak mindset to have to say, hey, screw even attempting to pay back my debts. But let's see what else they got to say.
This was normal in Chicago.
CJ.
Tons of people.
Hey.
They get student loans and they go party. I mean, they use it for school and then they go party on the weekends. And I'm like, you're doing no work. You're going to school, and now you want me to pay your bills. I'm sorry. That just doesn't make sense.
But
sorry.
It's kind of crazy that millennials, I think they were only like 2 points behind. I'm a millennial. 2 points behind voting Republicans versus Democrat. Because they're having babies now. They're growing up. They have jobs. And so they came out for like Obama. But in the midterms, I'm pretty sure they were almost close to even. I mean, we always make fun of millennials, but they were voting Republican more this time around.
Well, they have a responsibility.
Yeah.
There's debts, payments, there's mortgages.
We grew up.
Yeah, that's the thing. So when I was working in Hollywood and out there, you know, my manager had a guy that worked for him, and he's a black guy. He'd worked on several studio lots and stuff, and we'd go to dinner, and Fred, he would say, "Man, I'm a Democrat because I grew up a Democrat. I grew up, my family was Democrats. I've never known anything different." And my manager, Arthur, he would say, "It's because you haven't made any money yet."
Yep.
"You haven't made any money yet. When you make a little money, you'll change." And this was a guy in Hollywood. This was a manager who's been.
And let me pump on that. He just touched on something that makes a lot of sense. Because what are Democrats talking about doing? Going after all the rich, taxing the super rich even more and more. You know, once again, it's a weak mindset. It's all about equal outcome, really, not equal opportunity. So somebody should work hard to build their empire from ground up by themselves. And you should be able to take a big portion of the profits. Nah, I don't agree with that. Like, nobody helped me build my business. Nobody. So if I decide somebody wants to reap the benefits of my profits, that's my decision. No, but nobody's helped me build this business. So the idea that the government should just be able to just tax me more because I build a business and I make more money than the average person is really bogus. I work harder than the average person. I work smarter than the average person. I put way more time and effort into everything I do than the average person. Like, the average person could do what I do, but they don't even put that effort. And that's another problem with the equality. There's no equality of effort, and that's part of equality. But this student loan thing, man, I think it's kind of bogus, like just forgiving student loans. It doesn't show any kind of responsibility. It doesn't teach any kind of morals or values to these young kids. Hey, just go ahead and rack up a bunch of debt and, you know, fuck it. You don't got to pay it back because the government will wipe your debt clean. You know, and that's the thing. Like, if you're going to wipe away student debt, you might as well wipe away everybody's debt and start from scratch. It just really doesn't go in the lines of equality. It's really weak mindset. You know, I can't take care of my responsibilities. I can't pay my debts. You know, I'm not capable of paying my debts. Or I just don't choose not to pay my debts. You know, I mean, it's one thing when a credit card, like if you get late behind your credit card bill, and the credit card companies, they just call you so much, you just get to the point, you say, screw them. I get that. But that's not what this is. That's not what this is. This is kids that had mommy and daddy help them get the loans in the first place. And, you know, they just, like he said, they just partied it off. They didn't really have no plan in place, no real goals. If that opportunity is going to rain from the sky just because they went to college, and it doesn't work that way. I've seen plenty of people with college degrees working at McDonald's, working at Burger King. Doesn't work that way. I have no high school diploma. I am self-employed. I built my business from scratch by myself. I have a music promotion company. I have a t-shirt line, the New Little Apparel, the podcast, and I'm also help in online marketing promotions for Dizzle, a liquor brand. So, you know, I have a lot on my plate, and, you know, I grind every day. I do this podcast every day. But yeah, I think just forgiving debt is like, it's weak. It's lack of responsibility, lack of morals, values, anything of that nature. You know, screw it. Borrow money from people and you don't have to pay them back. You know, debt forgiveness. Once again, I thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.